It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I have a quick story for you guys.
Okay.
Before we get into PMI, something had happened to me. This has never happened before, and I didn't know how to react. So we gathered up the children and went out to dinner a couple nights ago. I've been sitting on this because I didn't know if I wanted to talk about it because it's just so weird. And we're sitting there at the booth, and we ordered our meal. And I was like, man, I got a hankering for a Coke. I don't ever order a soda. It's not me. I was like, I got a hankering for some reason for a Coke. So I ordered up a Coke, and the waitress brought it over. I said, thank you very much. I threw my straw in it and started slurping it down a little bit. I was like, this does not taste good at all. It tastes really funny. It almost tastes like cleaning chemicals.
I hate that.
No.
I hate that. Has that happened to you, kids?
This did not get washed properly.
So yeah, I was like they don't rinse out the cup. Like, you've never had that happen to you where you're like, this tastes like cleaning.
First time ever.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not a delicious Coca-Cola right here. So I waited for our sweet waitress to come back by. I said, ma'am, thank you very much for bringing me this delicious Coca-Cola. The meal has been fantastic this evening.
Is that what you said?
Ma'am. Now, I've got one issue. This soda tastes like cleaning chemicals. And she's like, what? That can't be right. She grabbed my Coke, pulled the straw out, laid it on the table.
And took a drink. She took a drink. She did not take a drink.
She took a sip of my delicious Coca-Cola. She took a sip of my delicious Coca-Cola.
I'm genuinely like speechless right now.
Like on all the levels.
What?
That is so wrong for her, for you, for everyone around you.
Like, just get a little taste.
Oh my God.
You know what? I just kind of sat there with my mouth open like,
She's like, tastes fine.
No, she's like, my God, you're right. That does not taste good at all. Let me go get you a new one.
Well, yeah, you're going to give me a new one after you drank
mine. She took a sip.
She took a sip. All of us at the table. I looked at Nicole. She looked at me. The kids were like, they started crying.
Where were you at?
I'm not going to say where I was at.
Always.
No, I'm not going to say where I was at.
That's crazy, though.
But she took a sip, and I'm like, how many times has she done this to other people? I mean, I guess there's people out there that are just comfortable. They don't care. Maybe she's finishing the leftovers off the plates when she takes them into the back. I don't know. I don't know what her situation is. But to pull the straw out right there at the table and take a sip of a customer's drink.
I'm kind of impressed with her, like, moxie.
to
be able to do that.
She's got some brass.
She's got some,
sure.
She's got some cojones.
Yeah, she
for
does.
Sure.
I will say she brought that other soda back, and I didn't even really drink it because I didn't know
she's like,
if
I tried
she,
this one. It's fine,
I didn't know if she filled this new one up in the back and was like...
It's good.
That one's good.
That one's good.
And then refilled it.
Yeah, it took your hankering right away, didn't it?
That is so funny.
More delicious Coca-Cola for me.
Oh, that is such a crazy
I was like, this is why I never order sodas at restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
But isn't that crazy? Like, I didn't even know how to react. I didn't know if I should complain. I didn't know.
I mean, that
I didn't
goes
know
against,
what to do.
It goes against every protocol ever as a waiter, waitress, whatever.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
You do not do that.
No.
Even if you're curious and you do it in the back, okay.
Yeah, out of sight from your customer. But to take the straw, slide it out, send it down.
Hold
and
this
then...
for me, Jer, please.
That's right. I taste a little Windex in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Well, and anyway. Having worked in the restaurant many times, I will tell you that there's the cooks who will. I mean, eating the food off the plate is one thing. I don't do that just because I'm a little weirded out about
it. Katie's like, I stopped
germs.
That. Don't
no,
worry.
No, but I've seen people do it. I've seen people eat the food off the plate after they bring it back. But out of the sight of customers,
mm-hmm.
right? You're not doing that right at the table. That blows my mind. Like,
crazy.
To just take a drink right there in
Unbelievable.
Front of you. She saved you, though. Did you know Coke takes 12 minutes off your life? So she actually did you a favor.
For every soda. I've read
she
something
did you
like
favor
that. I know
right
I
there.
Don't do it a lot. I've gotten my morning Mountain Dew in here, but
yeah.
I don't do it a lot. And I was like, this is strange. It was strange all the
she
way
She was
around.
Thinking of you. That's
is
what
that
she
what she was doing?
She was all you right there. That was it.
I thought about writing a Yelp review, but I didn't. I was like, I'm just going to let it go, and maybe we won't be back to this restaurant for a while.
Yeah, there you go.
Very strange. Very strange. That probably should have been the minus story today.
I know,
that
right?
Totally could have been.
That's
all right. That was a little creepy.
We'll quickly zip through these. It's PMI. We'll give you a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting. I got to pee this morning. It's eggs. Let's talk about eggs. I mean, eggs are so top of mind right now for everybody.
Yeah.
Because they're so expensive, and they're hard to come by, and they're, you know, making people sick. The avian flu, I think, isn't that what the chickens have?
And they're something like that. Everything yeah. else like more that. Expensive. Like
it's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible, horrible. So this I would say is fairly good news. Trader Joe's, Costco, and Sprouts are limiting purchases on fresh eggs amid the shortages. And this is all based on TikTok videos that have gone viral of people hoarding eggs right now.
Yeah.
There is a video I posted yesterday on our Facebook of people rolling into Costco with the pallets and buying every carton of eggs in there. I don't know how they're keeping them fresh for
exactly.
that long.
Exactly.
But Costco's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I think at Costco you can get 3 packages of eggs now. It's 1 at Trader Joe's. And I think it's 4 dozen you can get at Sprouts.
So you're buying 36 eggs if you're buying the 12 pack, and you use all those?
Oh,
well,
I would.
A family of
yeah,
four,
I would.
You know? Yeah,
like, one breakfast, like one breakfast, you go through
like 10 eggs for.
Yeah, but you're not doing that every day.
Not
you're not
every
making
day.
That every single day.
But say you do it Saturday and Sunday
and
when all the kids
stuff,
are home.
All the stuff that it takes to make eggs. If you bread anything, you need yeah. that for the egg wash.
Make it some brownies
if you bake
or something.
Anything? Yeah.
You guys are talking like you don't go out to eat at least once a day.
I don't.
Yeah.
You don't go out to eat once a day?
No, that's your thing.
I can't do that. I'm not rich, homie Josh.
Oh, come on.
You heard what happens when I go out to eat, Josh.
Yeah, actually,
people be drinking my sodas.
I wouldn't do that.
No, but I've been flying through eggs. I have 2 every morning just for my protein, and I put them in my little egg cooker. Which, side note, I wrote a little product review for my egg cooker. I'm going to post it later today.
Do you
I like
love
to
it?
Do little egg or little product reviews and post them.
Yeah.
I love it. It is
okay.
a game changer in the world of making hard boiled eggs.
How long does it take?
Sure you send that to your crazy aunt and grandma today.
How long does it take you to make an egg? Just wondering.
In the little cooker? I don't know what it is, like 12 minutes. But you put them all in there and you turn it on and you walk away.
Oh.
It shuts itself off, it cooks them, and you're done.
Oh.
It's really neat.
So cool.
I'll post that link later today. But anyway, if you're wandering out to Costco, Sprouts, or Trader Joe's, you got a limit on eggs now.
Huh.
So
why is it our like natural reaction to go hoarding every like
it's
remember
like
2020
paper.
The toilet paper?
I don't know, buddy.
Like just buy
you
the
need,
normal amount and it'll be okay.
You need to see this video of the people with pallets of eggs at Costco. Pallets.
And the only thing I can think of is, again, a restaurant situation.
That could
they
be what it is.
Obviously need lots of eggs. But yeah, the normal family of 4 to 6, get the 2 cartons, you'll be good
the
for
it. The restaurant isn't going to Costco, though. They get that delivered.
Well, sometimes
a lot of restaurants go to Costco.
Yeah, but don't they
Costco.
Get that delivered to
they
them?
They do, but they'll run out. So then they'll make a weekly trip to Costco when they run out of their supply.
A lot
supply.
Of small businesses.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants do that.
All right, who's got the minus?
I got the minus, and this is a funny minus, I guess. Probably not for the people that went through this, but this is the headline. Monkey blamed for nationwide blackout. That's exactly how it went. The entire country of Sri Lanka lost all of their power on Sunday. That is because a monkey was on their power grid climbing on the wires.
Oh, yeah.
And it tripped some wires and I'm not quite sure the monkey made it through this story.
No, the monkey probably did.
The monkey might have passed away.
Probably
that is not
did.
Confirmed, but if, you know, 50,000 volts are flying through
poor
the body.
Monkey.
However, it did cause an incredible weekend nationwide blackout to the country of Sri Lanka, and the minister, Kumara Jayakode, said that there was an imbalance of power in the system causing us to lose power for the weekend, Sunday into Monday morning. However, on some social media users, they're not quite convinced because they have not shown the fried monkey yet. But he's saying that there is a nationwide like spring of monkeys. They're just kind of making babies everywhere. And so they're getting into the city more and more, and they're harder to control, including getting into their power grids.
They're like our squirrels. You know, our squirrels are everywhere, and they got the monkeys.
They are. They have the monkeys. We got the
and
squirrels.
Josh was showing me some pictures. They're climbing everywhere.
Yeah.
They get into everything.
Well,
and yeah, the power system there is a little wonky looking.
Power
but
system is different than what they use in the U.S.
Poor monkey.
And that poor monkey was just looking for a place
a crispy monkey.
To live.
Just trying to hang out.
And it is
fried.
My best friend is, his family's from Sri Lanka. Surat.
Does he know about the monkey problem?
Hey, tell me about your power problem out there in Sri Lanka.
You think they would steal stuff, too, if they're just, like, running amok over
there.
Well,
he stole the power from the city.
Yeah, right.
He stole
stealing power and everything.
And that was a big deal, because even though it's winter here, it's summer over there, and they were dealing with scorching temperatures over there right now. And they have no
bad monkey,
no air conditioning, and they're like, it's not good. Everybody everything is getting hotter, and their food is going bad and stuff like that. So they figured out.
If they catch that monkey, they need to spank him.
They do. Quit monkeying around.
They need to spank that monkey. All right, Katie, what's the interesting?
Oh my gosh. Well, this is interesting because some stolen donkeys got reunited with their owners. Allison Smith is the owner, and she described the loss as deeply unsettling. Here's what happened. She says she was away from her barn. A neighbor called her and was like, hey, do you have somebody loading up your donkeys? And she's like, no, I don't. And they're like, well, they're going away on a trailer. Like, somebody came to her house, loaded up her donkeys, and dipped and took them.
What?
Took her donkeys. I know.
Where was this at?
This was in Bellevue. Little town outside
here?
Of somewhere. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Bellevue. Bellevue, Colorado.
Oh, I don't know where that's at.
Actually, check that. Bellevue, Washington. I thought this was in Colorado. I'm just looking at the story. I'm so sorry. It's still a funny story, though. Let's keep going.
The donkeys were stolen.
They were, but they came back. They came back. These donkeys, Juan and Julio are their names, in case you're wondering. Allison Smith said she was deeply unsettled by the loss. But again, a couple days later, a Good Samaritan found Juan and Julio in a nearby town and called her because she saw all the missing donkey reports.
This
and
is the weirdest story ever.
It's very interesting, right?
Is it interesting?
It's very interesting. And so they said, we found your donkeys. And she was like, thank goodness. My favorite part about this story is the
what
quote.
Is your favorite part?
The quote from Allison. She said, take my trailer, take my truck, take everything. Do not touch my donkeys.
All I hear is Shrek and go, donkey.
Donkey.
Don't take my donkeys.
Oh, he's fine.
He's fine.
Oh, he's fine. That's the dumbest story we've talked about all day.
Oh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.